Welcome, superb viewers, to Golden Age Technology. Today we are pleased to present part two of a two-part series featuring a sustainable company with true vision and integrity. A company that is acting as a beacon of light in the emerging world of eco-conscious printing. Americal Products Corporation, an innovator in pressroom solutions. For many years, this US-based family-run company has been manufacturing green commercial printing products and equipment that are not only kinder to the environment, but also have the added benefit of making the workplace a lot safer. Their noble efforts and success in making the printing process more earth-friendly have placed them firmly among the ranks of green leaders of the industry. They have succeeded in creating pressroom chemicals that release little to no volatile organic compounds, or VOCs, zero hazardous air pollutants, and are extremely efficient due to their reduced product waste. Supreme Master Television recently had the pleasure of visiting Americal's facilities, located near Chicago, USA, where our correspondent, but with Vice President of Business and Development, Robert T. Danielson Jr. Robert Danielson Sr. is the founder and president of Americal, and was named by Inc., a US-based magazine for entrepreneurs, as the 2007 Entrepreneur of the Year for his company's accomplishments. Robert Danielson Jr. now gives more insight into his father's business philosophy.
My father was in the paper industry for many years, and he was heavily involved in the switch from acid paper making to alkaline paper making. And he worked over in Europe, and he also worked in Scandinavia with us. And he had two companies. He had Americal Paper Company, and he had North American Technical Service. North American Technical Service saw this shift from acid paper making to alkaline paper making. And they knew that the inks, the chemistry, all these things had to change. At the same time, my father had originally come out of a press room. He had run this equipment. And he knew what it was like coming home at night with your wife saying, hey, listen, change your clothes and take a shower. And just being subject to these chemicals. So when he set out to do this, and he brought the people on board to assist him with it, part of his directive was, listen, I don't want this anymore. I want an odor-free process. I want things that don't migrate into our food or pharmaceuticals. I want things that are not going to be hazardous to the people who are handling these products.
Today, Americal remains dedicated to maintaining the highest production standards, while constantly seeking to make their manufacturing process and products as clean and green as possible.
You have new standards out there like this Koenig standard, which is a coalition of Northeastern governors, and they have a toxics and packaging directive, which is concerned with cadmium, mercury, hexavalent chrome, and lead. And their goal is to get it under 100 parts per million in combination of those within a package or within a book or whatever the case is. In addition to that, we're looking at regulated toxins and other chemicals that are on certain lists. If we don't have it going into the process, then we don't have it going out of the process. So the overall consumption of the product is much cleaner, much safer, and, you know, fiber decomposes, trees decompose, right? If we're not adding toxic chemicals to that, let nature take its course, right?
Adhering to the credo of reduce, reuse, and recycle is top priority at Americal, where every step is taken to maximize efficiency throughout the production process. And this philosophy extends to the equipment they supply to their clients.
In the manufacturing process of print or of packaging, we're utilizing quite a bit of chill water for controlling temperatures within the process. And what we're able to do because of the way that we engineer our equipment and because we're reducing so much energy and the load off of the chill systems is we've now built our first air handler. We can actually heat and cool a facility with this, utilizing a lot of the existing energy that they're already using and paying for without putting more load on that system. This is a portable water chiller. This is used to control temperature throughout the entire manufacturing process. This is obviously a very small one. This is here just for demonstration purposes, but we would exhaust the heat out of the press room, not into the press room. And believe it or not, for every ton of heat that you put in a press room, it takes 1.25 tons of air conditioning to dissipate that heat. So for every ton of heat you add into a press room, you have to add 1.25 tons of additional air conditioning to dissipate that heat. This particular unit is a 5-ton chiller. We do units all the way up to 500 tons. You're using chill water to control the temperatures of the rollers in a press, to control the temperature of our fountain solution tank, to control the temperature of large chill drums on certain presses that are used to actually cool down the paper, the board.
We will be right back after this brief message and continue our visit with sustainable pressroom solutions provider, AmeriCal. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
My name is Kim Olson. I am the office manager for AmeriCal Products. I've been here about 7 years now. It's great. I talk to a lot of great people who appreciate what AmeriCal has done. It's nice to know that I'm part of a team that's doing good work and great impact on the environment.
Welcome back to Golden Age Technology. For over 20 years, AmeriCal Products Corporation has provided environmentally responsible equipment and supplies to some of the largest printing and packaging companies in the world. Globally, more than 900 printers are utilizing their Genesis line of pressroom chemical products to print and package items for Fortune 500 companies, such as Coca-Cola.
We put a lot of time into our training of our employees. First thing we want to make sure is that they understand how important the cleanliness and the organization is here. We're very lucky. We've got great people. That's a huge part of our success. Everybody cares.
Well, my name is Ron Shintaku, and I'm a general manager here at AmeriCal. And it's a great company, isn't it?
How long have you worked here?
Over 20 years. It's wonderful. It's a company that is trying to develop a close relationship with our customers. And it's an opportunity, it's not a challenge, it's always an opportunity to work as close as we can with our customers and help them develop a high productivity in a cost-effective manner. And so we try and do that with our products.
What lies on the horizon for AmeriCal? Mr. Danielson gives his insights as to the company's future.
There's always new things on the horizon. We don't know what's coming. However, what we're looking at is overall energy consumption and reducing that energy consumption throughout industry. We don't believe that the low cost of labor is going to be the common denominator in whether or not a product is successful or not. And the overall cost of that product is not necessarily the price. So what we're looking at is new types of equipment that can actually take what would be considered waste in the past and reutilize it in other areas of the manufacturing operation, such as our blanket and roller washes. Traditionally, you would have those taken away and incinerated or hazmated away. Ours are non-hazardous, but we're looking for ways to reuse them through parts washers. After they're used as a blanket and roller wash, we put it right in our new parts washing system and use it to clean parts, as opposed to putting more petroleum solvent into a parts washer and having to eliminate that. We can also take our washes and filter them and remove the water out of them, and we can run them as biodiesel. So we've got a lot of new projects on the horizon.
What does AmeriCal view as the most pressing issues we need to address in order to keep our planet healthy and in balance?
What we're hearing out there in the marketplace is the sheer volume of plastic that we're dealing with, whether it be water bottles or anything, it's all around us. Mm-hmm. And when you've got a area in the ocean the size of Texas that is just loaded up with plastic, mm-hmm. it's telling us something. So we've got to look at what we're using, how we're using it, the effects of it long term. What we're really out to eliminate are these toxic chemicals. Mm-hmm. Heavy metals, namely cadmium, mercury, hexavalent chrome, and lead. Or a lot of these regulated toxins that are out there that are widely used in mm-hmm. products that we would compete with.
Is there anything else that you see as something critical and that needs attention?
Yeah, we have to get off petroleum. Mm-hmm. We have to find alternative energies for everything we do. The technologies are out there. But you know, there's a better way of doing it. I think people just fear change in general. And mm-hmm. it's getting used to something different. We're using things from plants and beans and seeds. Mm-hmm. We can do the same thing as far as powering our country that way. There's a lot of different alternatives that we have that we need to explore.
Much of the printing and packaging industry remains reliant on harmful chemicals for their production process. But Mr. Danielson sees hope for the future.
We're trying with our little company to lead the way. We're trying to lead a multi-billion dollar industry in a direction that is foreign to them. And we're trying to demonstrate, and I think we have over the past 21 years now, that maybe there's a better way of doing things that not only is more cost effective, safer, and cleaner, but healthier.
Our heartfelt gratitude goes to Mr. Danielson and all of the team at AmeriCal for running an environmentally responsible company and for kindly allowing us to tour their facilities. We wish AmeriCal the very best in the future. For more details on AmeriCal Products Corporation, please visit www.americal.com. Thank you, gracious viewers, for your company today on Golden Age Technology. Next is vegetarianism, the noble way of living. After noteworthy news, may you find fulfillment and joy in all that you do.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.